It's August 20th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. Social networking giant Facebook launched its new location service, Facebook Places, so you can check in and let your friends know where you are physically so that they can come by and meet you. Despite all the happy-go-lucky spontaneous get-togethers that Facebook is promoting with Places, the most popular stories on the subject were how to turn Places off. A pair of stories on Gawker and Lifehacker on doing just that have racked up nearly 500,000 page views in the past few days. Some people fear that others can tag them to a place, and then too many people might know that they're somewhere they don't want other people to know about. Mashable contributor Jolie O'Dell said she wouldn't be using Places because many of her Facebook friends aren't really close friends. There's a very palpable fear of stalking with Places or having someone use your location against you, for instance, robbing your home if they know you're away. But the Electronic Frontier Foundation actually gave Facebook decent marks on the privacy settings for Places, saying they were a substantial improvement over earlier products. I talked with Gawker staff writer Adrian Chen, who wrote a popular article telling people why they shouldn't let friends tag their location in Places. Chen explained why he didn't like Facebook's privacy controls for Places.
One of the big things that I see as a problem is there's no real one-step solution to kind of opting out automatically from all the location-based features that Facebook offers. It's kind of just rolled it into their normal system of, you know, tagging and status updates without realizing that, you know, there is something different about broadcasting your location than just tagging somebody in a status update. One of the big improvements was that the default setting was friends only, which is good, and for the tagging, you know, it's not automatically going to allow people to tag you.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think of Facebook Places? Our last poll question was, what do you think about WikiLeaks? 48% said they're a hero to whistleblowers. 22% said they're a new breed of stateless news organizations. 13% said they crossed the line with the Afghan logs, and 7% said all the above. Plus, one person said, quote, they're a mix of the useful and the useless. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.